Going. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Volusia County, Florida sheriff's deputies have come to arrest a 15-year-old for threatening to shoot up his school. Investigators say on a gaming site, he vowed to bring his father's M15 to school and kill seven people at a minimum.
President Trump saying he's considering a new tax cut for Americans.
Southwest Airlines is dropping nearly 20 nonstop routes next year in order to free up their planes for flights with stronger demand.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the United Nations rallying international support to further isolate Iran over its misbehavior in the Middle East.
Nike is making a policy adjustment after it received backlash over its treatment of pregnant athletes. The sports apparel company said that female athletes won't be adversely impacted financially for pregnancy for 18 months.
Disney Plus is going global. Disney revealed its streaming service will be available in Canada and the Netherlands on November 12th. It's the same day it is released in the United States.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
89 degrees outside. Stock market is up 286 points. That darn recession. I hate it when the stock market keeps going up in a recession. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing? You have an audience today.
Yeah, that's nice.
Fabby, how are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. Busy, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah, today's your long day.
Yeah.
So would you get here like 4:30 in the morning or something?
I woke up at about 4:45, 5 o'clock.
This was some weird weather this morning. When I woke up, how humid it was, and 74 degrees, I'm going like, what? At 6 o'clock in the morning?
Mm.
Not Danny Boy's type here. We have a special guest in studio, candidate for District 78, House of Representatives.
74.
Missed about four. Charlotte Meadows.
Thank you. I'm the live studio audience today.
You are the live studio. How are you doing first?
Doing great.
Congratulations on getting Lead Academy started.
It's been a busy week. We've been, every day gets a little better with the carpool line, and things went so smoothly on Monday. I thought, wow, this is amazing. And then we had carpool that afternoon, and that was kind of a mess. But it got better yesterday. We expect it to continue getting better. You know, it's interesting. Most schools, even the first day of school, you've got teachers and administrators in the building that know at least, 70-80% of the kids because they were there the year before.
Right, but not in your case.
So we have all new adults, all new kids, and just, and of course all the parents are new, so it's just going to take a few days to get everything smoothly so that we know which kids go with which parents and which cars and
which kids go with parents. I like that.
Well, and you certainly don't want to give the wrong kid to the
wrong parent. That's
and we do want to make sure at the end of the day they've all gone home with somebody.
Yeah, and hopefully it's their parent.
Right, always their parent.
Tell me about your race for these House representatives here in the great state of Alabama. First of all, from the time that I last interviewed you, has anything changed? Are you seeing the race in any type of different way?
I don't think so. I mean, we're still working hard, going door to door. Alan and I and a couple of friends went out last night and seeing a lot of supporters at the door. Still answering some questions from people that just want to ask questions. Really, you know, have gotten to know my opponent. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
So I think it's, you know, just coming down to getting out the vote next week.
It the vote has a kind of a mandatory kind of built-in get out the vote, and that's the mayor's race and
that's probably
the city council.
The biggest thing that we're trying to make sure is people, and a lot of the, about 65% of the voters in District 74 actually are voting at a different location next Tuesday than what they voted at on June 11th.
Really? Because
so
of
it's
the city
because
election.
Of the city election. So, like, I've always voted at Eastmont Baptist Church. This time I'm voting at Dozier.
Did you get one of those cute little cards in the mail that
says? Yes. I got one for the city mayor's race, and then, like, a week or so ago, I got another white card saying to vote at Dozier for House District 74.
So, everything for you is at Dozier, and it was at Eastmont?
Yes. And that's true of a lot of people in House District 74 are voting at a different precinct. So they need to be aware. But the good thing is it is the same location. So wherever they're supposed to go vote for mayor and city council, that's where, if they're in District 74, they can vote there also for House District 74 in the Republican runoff.
That's interesting because Eastmont is a huge precinct.
It's still a huge precinct. Just doesn't include County Downs now.
What was your total... what was your total vote total for everybody in the the primary?
You mean mine or the whole?
The whole district.
I would say it's about 3,000.
3,000 total votes?
I think so. Isn't that about right?
It wouldn't. I remember
I
you clocked
44%,
in. Yeah, you clocked in almost. But you
80.
You missed 50% by just a small amount of votes. Tell me what the tenor is out there. How are people feeling about the election? Are they focused on the election?
You know, I think people really are starting to get focused on the election. And, I mean, honestly, one of the most interesting questions I get on the campaign trail is, you know, who are you going to vote for mayor? And, honestly, I'm not talking about who I'm voting for mayor because I'm going to support whoever's elected on, you know, eventually in October. I do expect there to be a runoff. So
that's interesting. So you get one of the biggest questions you get is who are you going to vote for
right,
for mayor?
Right, which I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to make the other 11 people mad. But I really do think we've got some good options, and I think there's some people that probably shouldn't be running to begin with. But
you want to name names?
No. I'm at least political enough to know not to do that.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. And then also, would you like to have me to slam your hand in the door?
Yeah.
You answer that question?
Go ahead. Hit me over the head with a brick.
So they're concerned about who you're going to vote for mayor, but they're not talking about budget or concerns or gambling or lottery and things like that.
You know, most people, I think, have already seen the things that the mailers we've sent out, have heard me talk on your show and others for years now, and know pretty much who I am. I am a conservative Republican, have been for many, many years, very fiscally responsible. I mean, very.
Very fiscally responsible.
My school staff right now are probably cursing my name because I'm saying, no, we can't buy that yet because we haven't gotten funding from the state yet. So, I mean, there's some things that I'm always going to be in. Fiscally responsible is a big one.
When did you get your funding from the state in October? Is that right?
We should get it by the end of August. So we're on the 21st.
Good luck.
First, yeah. Good luck. We just hadn't seen it yet, but we're expecting a check sometime in the next week or so.
Checks would be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, when it comes to paying payroll, it always helps.
That money always helps.
I mean, our biggest
salary.
Expense this month is going to be, you know, ongoing expense is going to be payroll.
And let's go back to the House race here. Who in the House currently do you consider you to be the most like?
I don't think he knows me that well, but I'm probably... I really respect Bill Poole a lot. I mean, he does a really great job with the Ways and Means education budget. And, I mean, I think he and I think a lot alike.
From is what that I because of the education background, or is that because of what? I mean, philosophically, are you in tune with him?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I've got other friends that I'm closer to, way closer to than Bill Poole.
Yeah, I'm asking philosophically, who are you most aligned with?
Do you remember Phil Williams?
I do.
The one that was in the House.
Right.
I think he and I would work really, he's not there now, but
right.
I felt
and
philosophically
why?
He chose not to run again. In
why?
That I mean,
okay.
Ken Johnson is somebody that, he was from Hartsville. Is that it? North Alabama.
Hartsville.
Not Huntsville, Hartsville.
Hartsville.
Yeah. So there's a number of people that, you know, I really respect a lot and appreciate the way they do business in the House.
Other than education, what committees would you like to be on? And would you want to be on the education budget or the education policy or both?
You know, I'd like to be on both, but if I only could choose one, I'd choose education policy. But I do think I have a good bit of experience in medicine that the health committee would be something I could contribute to pretty broadly.
Okay.
I've, you know, worked in healthcare for 28 years now and really have a good grasp of Medicare, but especially Medicaid.
When you are looking at health, is mental health a big component of the health issue in your mind?
Yes, and I think it needs to be bigger because I think that's a big part of some of the problems we have across the state, particularly with our prison system, even particularly with our education system. I mean, I think part of the...
Go into more detail about that, would being able to see kids and see how they're acting and see if they need some help?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I mean, as people in schools...
Are you satisfied with the school counseling system we have?
There's really... that it doesn't really exist.
Yeah, she admitted it. That's wonderful. You're the only person I've ever heard. You and Dick Brubaker are the only two people I've ever heard of.
Well, good for me. I can't believe me and Dick are on the same page. I mean, that's really not that surprising. I mean, the school guidance counselors are really not... they're not even trained, really,
to be counselors. I know. They're not certified as counselors.
Right. So what they're trained to do and how we use them is to do testing, assessments,
to listen.
You know, to listen, you know, call mom, say we need some help here. I mean, there are some things that they can do, but they are not mental health counselors. And there's really no such, I mean, some schools, I do know some schools in North Alabama. My brother-in-law has a counseling center, and they partner with schools in Decatur and Huntsville, and they provide a mental health trained counselor, not a guidance counselor, a counselor, to go into the schools on a weekly...
Like an LPC level, licensed professional counselor?
Yes, exactly. And they particularly do that when there's been an incident at the school, if there's been a death in the school, a car accident and somebody dies. It's, you know, those are the kind of a suicide of a child, and those things have happened. And that's the time when you really, really have to have somebody who's trained to go into the schools and start to recognize the behaviors that start to come out when you've got situations like that. And some kids tend to really act out. Some kids keep it really in, and, you know, they start to, if you keep it inside and don't ever share those things, then you can explode. And that could be a problem, particularly if the explosion happens and the child is near a gun. I mean, who, you know, these things happen, and we don't need to ignore the fact that it can be there.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Charlotte Meadows candidate in the House, 272-9228. Your questions, comments, and viewpoints. We'll be right back.
Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Charlotte Meadows in the house.
If a dream in my heart was gone.
Question, comment, viewpoint, 272-9228.
Bad dream, what's your name? Looks like we're riding on a...
What is the attention span of the voters out there? Are they acutely interested in this race, or are they kind of, eh?
You know, I think as it gets closer... Everybody's
closer is, I mean,
well, it's a
six days
now. I mean, I think over the last week or so, we've been seeing a lot more interest in people paying attention. You know, actually finding, maybe it's because school has started and not that it's any cooler yet, but I mean, when we're knocking on doors in the evenings, I feel like we're having more people come to the door and engage with them and discuss things, talk to them about the issues. So I think it's getting better. Can't get worse.
It this is one bad thing about that when you're doing these special elections, the attention level is so low, and people already they have to work already, and when they have a bunch of candidates they're looking at and they're kind of sifting through them, they do it all at one time. But when you have one, you have to put some real energy behind it, and I don't feel that out there at all.
Well, we're putting as much energy as we know how to put, but you know, it's.
I'm not talking about on your part. I'm talking about on the voters' part.
Well, that's true.
Lackadaisical voters.
I mean, and honestly, when you have 12 people running for mayor, I think that kind of tends to frustrate people because it's hard to even notice the different names. I mean, I couldn't name 12. I'm not sure I could name six. I mean, I could name maybe first names of six because I know there's one guy named Bibby.
We did the Bibby thing. He was hilarious.
What a character that
Yeah.
Guy.
We did the Bibby thing.
But there's, you know, this really is a serious thing. It really is going to determine, in my opinion, the future of Montgomery. So I think it's a critical decision for the voters to make. And but then on the other hand, our election is the same day, same location, but you do have to vote in a separate with a separate ballot. So you don't have to vote in one or the other. I'm asking my voters to go and, you know, pick the, make sure they take that extra minute or two to go to the second table that's labeled Special Election House District 74 and, you know, ask for the ballot or the iPad and sign it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Charlotte Meadows.
Good afternoon, Ms. Meadows.
Yes.
I'll get straight to the point. Your position on marijuana and cannabinol and all that is unbelievably harsh. And considering how many benefits are for especially epileptics, considering...
So time out for a second. What do you think my position is?
You said for right now just medical marijuana is sufficient. And there's a lot more that this stuff can be good for.
Actually, what I said is there's no such thing as medical marijuana. There's marijuana for medical use.
Okay. So
I'm supportive of doing drug research trials that would bring the data and the facts to bear through a, you know, scheduled drug research trial, which is how every other medicine in the country has ever been developed. So
Ms. Meadows, it's been researched to death for 50, 60 years, and it's been used as an epileptic controller for 800 years. This is starting to sound like the Keystone Pipeline. How much research does a person need to do when it's obvious how much beneficial it can be for folks with epilepsy.
Let me step in here. Okay, so you said how long has it been researched?
For 800 years.
No, I didn't say that. I said it's been researched intensely since it was made illegal and for about at least 50 years.
Okay, so let me do this, Wertop. My email address is dan@danmarshow.com. You send me any of the studies that you're citing, send it to me so I can see it.
I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to see those too, because I've been doing some research on marijuana for medical use. My concern about it is that if you start using marijuana at a young age, that it actually tends to cause mental health problems by the time you're 25. And that's what some of the research I've seen, and that is why I would want to see drug research trials, which I've actually in the past been a part of doing drug research with a company here in Montgomery called DRAC. I think they're still in existence. But those kinds of things, just like, you know, the polio vaccine, just like aspirin, every drug that is legal goes through the FDA, and while I would be the first one to say the FDA is very onerous and doesn't, you know, always do what's best for patients, they are protecting the American public. So I'm not against marijuana for medical use, and I was very supportive of Carly's Law when it passed just a few years ago. And it's very actively in trials and in working through UAB. So I don't know why you think I'm a real harsh person on that, but whatever.
Let me go to a break. Clint, coming back to you. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Sweeping new rules on immigration from the Trump administration, looking to adopt its own regulations that reflect the Flores Agreement,
which for years mandated that children cannot be kept in custody for longer than 20 days after being caught crossing the border illegally. These new guidelines to say that families can be held, these children can be held indefinitely as their immigration case works through the courts. It's expected, though, these changes will be challenged in court.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Record air travel expected over Labor Day weekend for U.S. airlines around the world.
The busiest travel day would be August 30th, which is that Friday going into Labor Day weekend. There'll be close to 3 million on the airlines then.
Fox's Ashley Webster. And a trial getting underway in Florida in the case of the fatal shooting over a handicapped parking spot. Prosecutor telling jurors the Florida man who shot the unarmed man had threatened someone else just months before. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Charlotte Meadows, Canada, District 74, where the state of Alabama, House of Representatives. 272-9228 if you have a question, comment, or viewpoint. From Moi or Charlotte. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint has a question. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Charlotte Meadows.
Hey, Clint.
Good day, guys and gals. Can I say gal?
Yeah. There's just one of me here, so it's just gal, not gals, but...
All right. Well, hey, young lady, my question. You know, I kind of agree with Red Top, your last caller.
Yeah.
I'm 65.
I'm 57.
All I'm 65.
Right. And I like marijuana.
I'm 30.
It helps me.
And damn proud of it, too.
You know, okay. I like marijuana. It's an herb made by God himself. It doesn't have to be enhanced.
Well, so is opium.
Well, yeah, but you, come on now.
What do you, well, wait. You use that as an example. I use an example back to you. And so that one doesn't apply, but yours does.
It's totally different, Mr. Morse. Opium.
No, it's made by God. Your point was it's made by God. It's made by God.
Well, marijuana is natural. Opium has to be made. Well, whatever.
The poppy. Opium comes
well,
from poppy.
My question
seeds.
To you, young lady, is...
Yes, sir.
You know, I diagnosed PTSD when I retired from the Army, and I still have it.
Well,
it never goes away.
Thank you for your service.
Well, you're welcome. And it helps me. Now, at 65...
I totally 100%
believe
you.
Don't you think I should be able to get that if I want it? That's a yes and no answer, ma'am.
Yes, if you want it, I think you should be able to get it. Right now, it's not a legal substance, is my understanding. And before we legalize it for all purposes for all people, I would want to make sure that there are research trials that are done that would protect children, young people whose brains are not fully developed, and this is documented science, until they're approximately age 25. And that's why car insurance rates go down at age 25, because at that point, young people who've been driving since they were 16 actually have a little bit better handle on making quick snap decisions, which you have to do a lot in a car. So my concern about marijuana does not really apply at all to you. It applies to not making it legal for people less than 25 so that they start to fry their brain. Now, you know, when I was 16 at JD, we took driver's ed. The one thing that I still remember burned into my brain is, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. And it showed how the brain actually is fried. I mean, the brain looks scrambled. And that's not something that we want to wish on our, you know, next generation of leaders. So that's my concern about legalizing marijuana for all use for all people. Now, if it's proven, and I believe it might well be, that it really has no impact on long term for people who are, you know, of a mature age, 25 and older, I have no problem with that. But I'm not the research person who's doing that. And I really think that if we're going to bring marijuana into the realm of off the, you know, shelf drugstore at Walmart, then it needs to be much more thoroughly vetted in terms of the side effects.
All right.
But I really don't have any problems at all with people using marijuana for medical use.
Okay. How about just for enjoyment?
I mean, I don't have any problem with you using it for enjoyment.
You know, when I smoke a doob, I don't go nowhere. I sit at the house and listen to music and have a good time. Watch a good movie.
I don't have any problem with, you know, you doing whatever you want to do in your house.
Yeah, all right. And Mr. Moore, thank
you. As long as it's not hurting someone else.
I'm sorry, Sam. Go ahead.
Now, I was telling you, Mr. Moore, man, I want to get into opium and all of that. No, I'm just talking about marijuana.
Okay.
I don't do nothing else. I have done it. I've done more drugs than you probably you shake a stick at.
Let's not talk too much about stuff you've done that might be illegal, because we are on the air.
Well, I don't care. It was illegal, but I don't do it no more. That was years ago.
So. Okay.
Thank you, young lady.
Session limitations is off.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, boy. 272-9228. Kind of do your own thing out there, I guess, is where we're going here.
Well, that's the libertarian philosophy. He's probably listened to Joey a lot.
I seem to attract him like flies. I love those guys.
Randall, welcome aboard the Damo Show. You're on with Charlotte Meadows.
Good evening, and hello, Miss Charlotte. And you're right. I mean, young people, you want to try to keep it away from the young folks as they develop. I mean, that's with anything. That's with caffeine or sugar, really. I mean, but the person, there is a dude in Israel that's been studying it, and we even paid him. Our government paid him. He's been studying cannabis. He should be about, he may be dead now, but this is like 3 years ago, his name, you probably just Google Godfather of Cannabis in Israel or something like that. I'm telling you, he's going to pop up. He should be about 90 if he's still living. But his name was like Raphael, and his last name started with an M, Mika or something like that. But it'll pop up. I studied it for a long time. And he's got everything you want to know, everything you need to know. Where they gave it to kids in daycares, because they was able to do that. Where they used it in daycares, they used different types. There's like, you know, 11 different strands of hemp, you know, to do different things, different kind of seeds. It's amazing the stuff that he was hooked on it. Now he really loved what he done, but I think we quit giving him money because he was coming up with the answer we didn't want, you know. So, but
that is the way our government works sometimes. Okay, yes, I've made a note to look it up, to Google Raphael M., Godfather of Cannabis in Israel.
Yes, ma'am. He's a man. He's done it for years and years and years. And some of his stuff probably, you know, like anybody else, I guess, so you get the money from. But, Mr. Dan, while y'all here, y'all was talking about the mayor's race and about Montgomery. I just, the other day when you hung up, I've been waiting on you to do about local so I could tell you this. Yes, Mr. Dan, you will sell the vegetables. And not only that, the inside the city limits where we're going to sell them at, if you use your food stamp card, we you will get double whatever you spend in there. So you, if you spend $5, you'll get a $5 gift certificate to spend in there. So people will you'll find out who's really lying, who's you know what I mean. We'll get to know everybody. You'll get to know the person growing your vegetables. The kid will learn, he'll learn agriculture. We're going to teach him all new ways of getting money instead of stealing for it and robbing for it. And I mean, you got to put it's the simplest thing of doing all everything is get money in these kids' pockets, especially for the one who mama's getting a crazy check for the kid and still don't give the kid no money, who don't wake up on Christmas, you know what I mean? Well, I already know he ain't gonna be getting nothing, and it has a deceitful thought about white men in his mind, period. And you got to come to grips with that, and we got to reach out. And I mean, the plan, it ain't no easy plan. There's a lot of moving parts, but I promise you, it will bring Montgomery together. It's going to bring Pike Road into Montgomery. It's going to have everybody
so
hugging.
Which of
I
the
promise.
Mayor candidates is talking about doing this with the?
Oh, well, not that, none. But Love, I'm going to tell you, Love is the man.
And Randall also, David Woods has talked about mentoring programs, which is, in a word, it sounds like what you're talking about.
I'm talking about even the grass cutting. I'm going to talk to the old mayor about this. They get money in Section 8. They pay somebody per year, all year long, to do it, to your yard. We're going to take that money, and once you from 8 to 11, you'll get money through the vegetables. And then once you get to at 12 and above, we're going to start cutting grass. You're going to start doing it. Right. Then we're going to go into CDL program. It's all lined up. It's going to have people. Dan's going to know the 8-year-old that's going to graduate from Lee. You understand what I'm saying? That's how this is going to work. I mean, we're all going to be touching each other again.
I do agree with you that teaching children a trade is a good idea, teaching them how to function on their own in society, making sure they know how to balance a checkbook, how to apply for a job, get dressed for a job interview, present themselves so that somebody wants to hire them. Those are all critical, what we call soft skills, that we certainly have to deal with and teach our children in the schools, because sometimes parents don't do it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going straight to putting money in the pocket. They are going to be learning this valuable stuff on the side, but it's all about getting money back into their pocket where they don't have to steal an iPhone from a little kid to carry it back to their family that's taking care of them and giving them a great
income. Well, but before you put money in their pocket, you got to teach them how to keep up with money, spend it wisely, take care of it, what to do with it. There's a lot involved.
That's all a byproduct. Why you're going to be right beside him. You're going to be beside that. Dan's going to be beside that 8-year-old. He's going to be over there cutting. I mean, I'm telling you, it will work, Dan. I want to sit down. I want to tell you the whole thing. I've never told the whole, even Baron, he soaked in some of it. But, you know, it's just about us all getting together, man. Everybody loves homegrown, but everybody loves the new green, the growing vegetables the right way, and no fertilizer. I mean, the fresh eggs, and every building in Montgomery, every school has been built after 1992, with 3 or 4, and they can hold 4 inches of topsoil on top of the roof. I mean, this plan goes so deep, and then we can turn all these vacant buildings.
Randall, I gotta go, buddy.
You can stop anytime. I love you,
thanks,
bro.
Thanks for calling, Randall. You know, somebody gave me some fresh okra the other day.
Yeah?
From their garden. I'm just throwing that out there because it seems to be somewhat random conversation today.
Well, sounds like Randall's got somewhat of a plan for a good nonprofit. We need more mentors and people helping the young
there
people.
There you go.
Totally agree with you there.
Yeah, that's where you go and waste money for it, because I don't see how you self-sustain out of that, out of doing vegetable gardens. Particularly when you have people like Sweet Creek Farm Market down there. That's killer.
Maybe you could partner with them,
Competition there. Yeah. Before we go here, Charlotte, tell people why they need to vote for you.
You know, Dan, I've got the experience to take to the State House and do a job that I don't have to have any on-the-job training. I've been involved in politics. I've been involved in Republican politics for quite a number of years. Also have a lot of policy background in both education and health, and I think those are things that I can use to explain to the rest of the legislature some changes that need to be made. I am the conservative Republican in this race. My opponent is a very nice person. He describes himself as moderate, and I guess maybe some of the things we just talked about help people understand what I mean by that. I'm a strong pro-life proponent, very fiscally conservative. I spend the public's money like I spend my own, and that's very frugally. And I believe because I've been involved with Alan's practice and our family's income.
Her husband is a doctor, by the way.
That we've gotten to
very
the point
human.
Where we are in life and, you know, can do things that we want to do and put our kids through college, and they've all been successfully, what's it called?
Flown from the nest.
I'm very willing to work hard, and that's something that I think I'd also be very available.
Let's pick up this call from Gary G. Gary G., you're on with Charlotte Meadows, candidate for House District 74.
Good afternoon to all.
Hello. How
Charlotte, I have just, I'm doing well, thank you. I'm
good.
A retired person that went back to work, and I still pay my Social Security. I'm a truck driver now.
Oh, okay.
Polisimo was a good friend of mine. I hate that he left the way he did.
I do too.
But now my question to you is, I'm on a fence. Win me to your side. Give me one reason why I should vote for you.
One.
And hold on. I have two daughters that are educators. One's in the Montgomery system and one's in Birmingham.
Okay. Is that all you want to, anything else you want to tell me about yourself?
I'm listening, honey. I'm
okay.
Here.
I do have the background and the experience in education to steer our state towards a higher focus on students and getting resources to teachers that they need, that the teachers need. I've been involved in education policy for a number of years, and now have been very hands-on in starting a charter school, which is, of course, a new form of a school, but it's definitely, we have to abide by all of the regulations that the State Department puts in front of every other school, as well as some that the Charter Commission puts in front of us. So I'm not only very interested in policy, but also willing to work to change the policy so that we are more focused on students and teachers. And it's the teachers that are doing the work, and it's the students that we have to take care of.
That's a pretty good answer. I got one little small. Do you not agree that some of these issues and problems that we face in the city come from the home?
Oh, yes, of course.
And what kind of home program could we put so that these kids are welcome? I know the churches play a big part. I'm for that.
No, actually, they don't.
The churches don't play as much a role as
they
should.
They don't play a big part. I wish they would.
When you say the children are welcomed, are you meaning welcomed into the family?
Welcomed to back into the school where they can feel that there's a family instead of a gang.
I mean, I think that starts with early grades and helping children understand that they are part of a bigger culture and making them feel like they're part of a community. Yeah, I hate to say it, but that's what we're trying to do at Lead Academy. When we, talked with parents last week, I actually said, our goal is for us all to be a part of this community that wants our children to succeed. I've said that over and over to the parents as we did our parent enrollment process or student enrollment with the parents. We all want that child to succeed. I mean, the board does, because if the child doesn't, then the school's closed. The teachers should be on board of that, because, again, if the child doesn't succeed, the teacher loses their job. The parents, I'm assuming, want their child to succeed, and that's why they're choosing an option that we're all working together.
You're talking about Lead Academy, not
yes.
public school.
No, I'm talking about Lead Academy, the charter school. But if we can show that it's able to be done in one school, then I think it's also able to be done in any school. And that's, I really kind of hate to keep talking about this one situation or this one effort that I've been working on. But I've learned so much over the last several months, even as we've gotten it off the ground. And there's a lot of experience that I've gained very recently that I think I can use to help improve education throughout the state.
That's a big issue with me, and I just want to hear what you have, your input, and I appreciate your answer.
Well,
and I appreciate you receiving my phone call. You enjoy. Have a good afternoon.
Gary G., thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate it. Children, how do they get in contact with your campaign?
We've got I'll give you my cell phone number. It's 334-324-8431. Done that many times. I get phone calls from people pretty regularly. We've got a Facebook page. It's Meadows for District 74. It's a website called charlottemeadows.org. So any of those ways, they can contact me through it, and we'll try to get back to them ASAP.
Once more for the record, if you win the nomination and you win the seat, will you come here on a regular basis and do our legislative roundtable?
Let's pick a day and time, Dan.
We do it every other week during
every
the session.
Every other week during the session on Friday, right?
Right.
At 1 or 2, something like that?
From 2 to 3.
2 to 3, okay.
Charlotte, thank you so very much for dropping by. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
I'll keep an eye on you on
It's great
on
to
Tuesday.
Be here with y'all today. I'll look forward to the next time we're together.
Tell your dad I said hi.
I will do that.
News 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, you know there's 9 days left in something. You know what that 9 days is left in? That you can get a 50% discount for getting your VHS betas and 8mm films converted over to digital with Dan Block Studios.
Are you sure it's 50%?
50%. How could you not pass that up?
Wait, how do you get this deal?
Well, what you do is you call them at 334-279-6036 and say, Dan, I'm a Dan Morris Show listener, and I want the special, the 50% off. Can I drop my videos by to you? He's going to go, of course, and he's going to take care of you. And let me tell you something, folks. Now is the time. Don't let this go by. You have 9 days to the end of August, August 30th, which is on a Friday. And take advantage of it. You got a box full of VHS or betas, and they're sitting there. Get them where they're going to last forever by calling Dan Black at Dan Black Studios. 50% off for Dan Morris Show listeners. 334-279-6036 or drop by his office on Monticello Drive. Let's see, right across from the church that used to be the dinner theater. The Lamplighter, if I talk about how old I am, that I remember that. I mean, that's really old. Okay, let's see. We got a lot kind of going on here. Acting DHS Secretary McElhinney came up with a new rule today. I was going to cover the press conference of this, but they did a better job on Fox and Friends on this. I've asked him questions. This is going to be stop and go. See if we can fit some of this in here.
Homeland Security moving closer to closing an immigration loophole, ending a 20-day catch-and-release policy for migrant families caught crossing the border illegally. Our next guest calls it a critical update, allowing those families to be held indefinitely while they await a decision on their immigration status without separating children from their parents. Let's bring our headliner in. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan joins us. The new rule changes just announced, make them clear to us as we begin here.
Right. This is a significant step in increasing the integrity of our system and addressing really the core aspect of this crisis at our border, which has been the arrival of family units in absolutely record numbers. Through July, we saw 475,000 family units. That's more than three times any previous full year arriving at our border in just 10 months. And they've been coming to exploit a vulnerability in our immigration framework that says if you have a child with you, you cannot be held for more than 20 days. And that's not been long enough to complete an immigration proceeding. So what this rule does is it establishes very high standards of care for children in federal custody, first and foremost, and implements the 20-year-old settlement, but it also allows us to keep families through their immigration proceedings. These are fair and expeditious proceedings with an immigration judge. And when we start getting results, when we repatriate those that don't have a meritorious claim, we're going to see a reduction in that flow significantly at the border. So it's a big step, and it's a key aspect of our multi-layered strategy.
It really is. So one of the reasons that people are coming is they go, well, you bring a child with you, which is putting the child at risk, by the way, then they're going to cut you loose in 23 days. And then you kind of go blend into the ether of the United States, and then you don't show up for your court date. So I think this is something very, very much. And of course, it's going to be fought in court, no doubt about it. Can we fit in this next one?
Yes. Your department has taken heat in the past for separating children from their parents. Now you're going to be keeping them together for a longer period of time, and you're taking heat for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we did in 2014 and 2015 to end the first family crisis. At that time, the Department of Homeland Security under Secretary Jay Johnson established these family residential centers where we're going to be holding people. They're very high standard facilities. They're campus-like settings with educational, medical, dining, and separate private living facilities. They're not a holding facility. They're non-secure. And what people are allowed to do then is finish their immigration proceedings while they're in a federal center, and we get a result. If they have a valid asylum claim, they get released with appropriate documents. That's about 10 to 15% of arrivals from Central America, but the rest will be repatriated, and we think that's going to have a huge deterrent effect on the flow. That's been our experience. That's what happened in 2014, so it's really an important step.
So deterrence, obviously, is the key goal here, Mr. Secretary, but this has to be approved by a federal judge. This will almost immediately be challenged in court. What do you expect from that?
Certainly, this will be litigated. What I can tell you, Sandra, is that we carefully considered over 100,000 comments from stakeholders from across the spectrum. This rule took a year to evaluate all the different comments. So September 7th was when we published the first draft rule. This final rule has great faith and fidelity with the original purposes of the Flores Settlement Agreement, the changes in federal law, and the changes in the migration patterns. We think it's a very strong rule that establishes very high standards for conditions for children in custody and allows us to increase the integrity of the immigration system.
News Talk 93.1 FM, the MR Show on a Wednesday. We'll be back after our top of the hour break with so much more.
The Dan Morris Show.